about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. Ronald from Dallas writes, Doctor, I've been without insurance for a year and my depression is back. I used to take Zoloft, but I don't have health insurance. What can I do naturally for depression? Now, this is kind of interesting because we still, while we're, you know, trying to hope that people could find some insurance on the Obamacare exchanges, I'm not sitting there holding my breath. And many of you have been off your medications for a while, and I know that because I see you in my office, and your blood pressure's high, your cholesterol's high, your blood sugar's high, and it's, you know, and we're just trying to get you back on track from when you had a job a few years back, and you were on health insurance. You know, there's a variety of things you could do for depression, but I have to be honest with you, as much as I love the natural things, and we'll talk about some natural things for depression, some of you really do need a pharmaceutical. And I'm not saying that because y'all think I'm pro-pharmaceuticals, but many of you that have taken a medication or are on a medication, it's not because you were weak or lazy and didn't give natural remedies a try. It's because after trying all those other remedies, you said, well, to hell with this, and you decided, you know what, I'm going to, you know, go and break down and just finally take something. You know, most of you guys don't run to the doctor to pop a pill. And you know, I'm tired of you people out there looking at other patients that do pop pills or take medication as pill poppers. All right? Many of my patients that do take a medication, it took them years to reluctantly decide to start taking a medication for their issue, like for blood pressure or diabetes and cholesterol. And sometimes I wish you didn't wait that long. I have no problem with you guys taking a blood pressure medication for blood pressure being high. I don't want you to stroke. Same thing with diabetes. I mean, you know, take a medication to lower your blood sugar if you can't do it on your own. Most of my diabetics that are on medication because diet and exercise didn't work. And there's this growing trend, again, a part of the Obamacare movement, that if you take multiple pills, you are weak, and you're causing our healthcare system to go down. No, I understand. Most of you guys that started the pills started too reluctantly. Also, pain pills. True. A lot of you guys, you know, comes going, oh, I want 120 Lortab, and you know I don't write 120. Many of you come asking for pills, right? So you get the stereotype by a lot of doctors or medical providers as you're being a pill seeker, right? A narcotic seeker. But how did you get there? Were you in a car accident? Did you blow a disc playing football? Did you have surgery that failed? 90% of my patients that are asking for narcotics didn't wake up one day saying, I'm going to abuse narcotics. It's they have pain. Some sort of an issue they fell victim to. So get that out of your head, those of you who are lucky enough to not need a medication, that people on medications are weak or they're too lazy to try natural remedies. Now, for example, with depression, if you have a serotonin deficiency, all right, there's very few things naturally that could raise serotonin. But one of the big things that raises serotonin is a nice, huge chunk of chocolate. Why do you think women crave that when they PMS? But you can't be sitting there eating chocolate. You know, a lot of people who are depressed will notice they feel better with chocolate, but only for a very brief amount of time. All right? And we can't tell you to do that. Now, true, there's light therapy. Fox News, there's a health section. They talk about light therapy. So like people that have seasonal affective disorder where during the winter they're more depressed because they don't get light, all right? Those types of people could do better with light therapy. Although, A few weeks back, there was a study coming out saying seasonal affective disorder may not be all that real. It was a study. I don't agree with that. But they say seasonal affective disorder may not be all that real because most people that get depressed in the winter have baseline depression anyway throughout the year. It just gets worse during the winter. That's a theory. Okay? Now, massage. I cannot believe how underutilized massage is. Working those muscles, getting those endorphins, releasing that tension, extremely helpful. And, you know, you'll notice that, you know, some of your family members always go for massage or they always go to the spa. And, you know, for me, I've never been a spa goer. I don't really do well with people, you know, pulling at my muscles because I have fibromyalgia and and luckily I don't need medication, but when somebody really grinds into those muscles where my trigger points are, it hurts, so I'm not a big fan. But maybe it's because these people don't realize that that's what keeps them, you know, aligned and not depressed. Now, many of you have asked about St. John's wort. Some of you have noticed that St. John's wort helps increase your serotonin. That could do it. Problem is with St. John's wort is it's not watched by the FDA, so I can't tell you which supplement is better than another. I can't say if you're getting the exact same amount in any supplement, but some of you found that St. John's wort may naturally help you. Of course, don't forget your omega-3s, right? Maybe even vitamin D, but I got to tell you, one of the most successful things is actual therapy. Talking to a therapist or talking to other people. Group therapy is phenomenal. And the therapy seems to help. Yeah, you could still have bad days, but being in that group setting and really kind of digging deep into what could be going on with you and realizing that your life may not be as bad because everybody else seems to be dealing with very similar crises in their own mind seems to really, really help. But then, going back to Ronald from Texas who doesn't have insurance, many of these antidepressants, if you don't have health insurance, have gone generic. And if you think you need a medication or you think you need some help, you know, even without insurance, find a doctor that has a very inexpensive visit. Tell them about what you need. Find out prices from your Sam's Club, Costco, Walmart, Target, CVS, Walgreens, whatever pharmacy. Okay? Find out what the price is for your medication of choice and ask your doctor. And you can tell them, look, I don't have insurance, but I did my homework. I could get 90 pills of this. It worked. Will you write it for me? 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
And the winner of fallback pricing is... you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com, that's freezedryguy.com, to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss!
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Calvin from San Diego writes, Doctor, now that the feds are back to work, what happens with Obamacare? What happens to the Tea Party? I guess I woke up this morning and I knew that they made a deal last night. I guess President Obama signed the bill, to return to work. I think we all knew that. And I think we knew that was going to happen. I guess it was right before the, fiscal cliff or the debt ceiling talks. I mean, we're so sick of this. This is the same story over and over again. I was under the impression, based on all the media today saying the Republicans buckled, To me, I think Obamacare was still, unfortunately, the law of the land no matter what. There's nothing Congress could do to change that. It's the law of the land. So whether they did the shutdown or not because of that, we're screwed anyway with Obamacare. So that's just, the shutdown could have been just an absolute waste of time. Right? But some of you are pretty proud of the gumption that they showed. I mean, those were some pretty big cojones, and it turned out, I think most of the federal workers got paid anyway. So, did they do it to just give Obama a hard time? Did they do it to help their, political careers? You know, I do think that there was some logic to what they did. Because, again, if we don't have the money to pay our bills, how the hell are we dealing with the multiple millions upon billions of dollars that Obamacare is going to cost? One of you had asked me, I don't understand why Obamacare costs money. Why is it costing money for the government? You forget the subsidies. The government has said, look, if you can't pay for health insurance, if you qualify, we're going to give you subsidies, even though there's no way to verify. There's no way to verify if you're lying. You could go on the website, claim that you need the subsidy. They pay the subsidy, but they don't have any staff to make sure that that is true. And they have to hire more staff. They have to hire more IRS agents. It's a cluster. And I saw what I was offered in my city and state for insurance. And it's pretty expensive stuff. Why is the government paying for private health insurance? I don't want public option. I don't want that. So it's one big cluster. Not to mention giving funds to the states to expand Medicaid, which many of us are for because we don't want, people uninsured, etc. But we're finding that many people do so well on the government dime that they aren't making their own dimes. And it's one vicious cycle. So Obamacare, from what I understand, still goes forward. Okay? It looks like a couple more people have signed on. A couple. Okay? Still slow. Still glitches. The website was an absolute cluster. If they can't get their website right, how the hell are they supposed to be managing our health care? Really? All right? Tea Party, I'm not really sure. I mean, I really haven't been following Tea Party politics. I think the Tea Party will still exist. I don't think it's going to have the same sort of momentum that it had years ago. But we have a major issue with both sides, Democrats and Republicans. This isn't a country that likes extremes. And even people on the right and people on the left don't want extremes. It scares them. A lot of Republicans do not like the Tea Party. A lot of Democrats do not like the liberal left-wingers. All right? Extremes can later lead to fascism, dictatorship, a variety of scenarios that we don't want. And so you're starting to see from a psychological perspective, many people on both sides saying, you know what, fine, let's just, keep our main message, but we'll try to incorporate certain, shall we say, values to our party so that it incorporates and brings in other people. Okay? But what I'm noticing is many people that are Democrat, the moderate Democrats, are not moderate Democrats because they really dig the Democratic philosophy. They're moderate Democrats because they don't like Republicans. Same thing with a lot of moderate Republicans. They may not be really on the side of what a lot of the Republicans, especially the more extreme conservatives, are for, but they just don't like the Democrats. And we're seeing that to be the biggest group of people politically. So when somebody's Republican because they don't want to be Democrat, then that doesn't necessarily mean you have their full heart, mind, and attention to go for a very, very conservative agenda. Same thing with the Democrats. If somebody's like, you know what, I'm leaving the Republican Party, right? I'm probably going to be Democrat, but that doesn't mean they're going to be on board with a very, very liberal left-wing agenda. So is the tea, what happens to the Tea Party? I don't think a lot of us, know or even care. But do we need to still hold on to some of the very core beliefs? All right. We've had this talk about religion. There's many religions out there, let's say Catholicism, that are facing some pretty heavy issues when it comes to gay marriage, when it comes to contraception. When does a Catholic church change their position to conform to society, or when do they stay Catholic? That's a tough decision. I think it was Piers Morgan who said the Bible needs to be changed. That shocked, I think, most of the country. Now, he probably got a big boost in ratings, and look, we're talking about it. But no, I don't think the Bible should be changed. Whether we choose to follow the Bible to a T or not is a whole other subject. But no, you don't change the Bible. The Bible is a historical book. It's a historical document. It's something that has been read by most of mankind. You don't change the Bible. So then what do we do about religions like Catholicism, Orthodox Judaism? What do we do about conservatism versus liberalism? In order to be successful, do you need to acquiesce? Do you need to modify? Do you need to become moderate? Do you need to dilute a party, dilute a religion? Most of us would say no, because these things need to be there when you need it. Catholicism needs to be there when you want to be Catholic. If it starts to dilute to everything else, it doesn't stand out as Catholicism or Orthodox Judaism. I don't think Orthodox Judaism should at all decide, okay, guys, no more kosher. Because then they, not that that's all there is to Orthodox Judaism by any means, but the prayers and the way of life, etc. I may not want to be an Orthodox Jew. I may not want to be a strict Catholic. I may not want to be Mormon. But I love and I appreciate that those religions are there for people who do want them and do go to them. Remember, religion helps people through a lot of different turmoil and things that get thrown your way in life. And maybe praying like an Orthodox Jew does throughout the day before they eat, before they wash hands. There's a prayer for everything. There is a prayer for everything. Most of us don't do them except the Orthodox. But maybe that's just what people want. Maybe that's just what people need. Maybe people want to devote their life to God. Maybe people want to be a priest and be celibate. I mean, it should exist. So as far as I'm concerned, I don't think any core beliefs of any religion or political party, okay? I'm not talking Nazism. That, I don't even understand what the hell that is. But conservative or liberalism, I think there should still be the core beliefs there. But Republican means a much different thing than conservatism. And Democrat means a much different thing from liberalism. Unfortunately, if somebody voted Democrat or voted for Obama, they're being stereotyped as somebody that wants the country living on the government and being completely supported by the government. And that's not the case. There's a lot of Democrats that completely disagree with that. But they vote Democrat because they want nothing to do with the Republicans. Same thing. Many people that are Republican are deemed anti-gay, that's ridiculous. All right? There's many Republicans that are pro-gay marriage. They have gay members in their family. But they don't like the idea of taxing everybody and prolonging a recession that shouldn't be prolonged this long. So there's your answer to that. If the Tea Party exists, great. I think they should exist. All right. What power should they have? I don't know. I'm not a political analyst, but I do dig the whole psychology behind politics. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. When we come back after the break, we're going to talk about the more you text, the less you sleep, and this kind of disparity of the way older people are being prescribed their medications based on where they live. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax. A high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com will stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dolly, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So a British scientist, this isn't breaking science news, thinks he has solved the mystery of the Himalayan Yetis. Okay, have you guys been following this whole Yeti thing? Apparently a British scientist says that the Himalayan, the legendary Yeti, is actually a subspecies of brown bear. You guys buying that one? This is according to BBC News. DNA tests on hair samples carried out by Oxford University genetics professor Brian Sykes found that they matched those from an ancient polar bear, which isn't a brown bear, but so he subjected the hairs to the most advanced tests available. You know, if you could do, if there's all these advanced tests with hair, can somebody do something for my underarms? Because I'm really tired of shaving. I would love for them to be some of these advanced things that you could do with hair. Like, get rid of all underarm hair. There's no reason for any, even men. What is the evolutionary advantage of underarm hair. Do you want to know what it is, honestly? The sweat and the stink is supposed to attract the opposite sex. The more manly you are, the more you sweat, the more of your odor, it's supposed to attract opposite sex. I know. Get rid of the hair. Anyway, he says the most likely explanation for the Yeti myth is that the animal is a hybrid of polar bears and brown bears. Professor Sykes, I'm not sure if he's married, told the BBC that there may be a real biological animal behind the Yeti myth. He thinks it's a bear that we have never seen alive. Maybe it's a polar bear that's running around and we don't know. I mean, that's not his quote, but that's me. There's like a polar bear with a little bit of bear. Who knows? Now, he says it may be some sort of hybrid, and if its behavior is different from normal bears, then I think, this is his quote, that may well be the source of the mystery and the source of the legend. Ooh! He conducted DNA tests on hairs from two identified animals, one from the potato laka in northern India on the west of the Himalayas, and the other from Bhutan further east. The results then were compared with the genomes of other animals that were stored on a database of all published DNA sequences. I know, cheater, he copied, yeah. Yeah, I could do that. I could access a database. See, why aren't I making this kind of money? Professor Sykes found that he had a 100% match with a sample from an ancient polar bear jawbone found in Svalbard, Norway, that dates back 40,000 to 120,000 years ago. This is a time when polar bear was closely related to brown bear and were starting to separate as different species. For those of you that are really into science, you're probably thinking this is really cool. I'm already getting kind of bored with this one. All right, so do you guys buy this? Yeti is part bear? I don't know. All right, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Speaking of hair, elderly Americans, they lose hair. See how I transitioned into this? They say elderly Americans are prescribed medications in inexplicably different ways depending on where they live. They say the most depressed older patients, okay, live in parts of Louisiana and Florida. They appear to be the least ones being medicated. Then you have a cluster with dementia in Miami. And then you have a lot of Manhattanites, older people, having trouble sleeping. Well, researchers mapped where patients got medications they needed and where they got drugs deemed risky for the elderly. And they also looked at differences of, quote-unquote, discretionary drugs. And they found that some doctors who treat Medicare patients often prescribe drugs that are, quote-unquote, dangerous or inappropriate for certain patients. ProPublica also found that the federal officials who run Medicare have done little to scrutinize. Now, what are they talking about? Okay, doctors are not supposed to be, quote-unquote, prescribing inappropriate medications unless what they're doing is looking at more of these sleeping medications, certain, shall we say, benzodiazepines. Okay, so for example, researchers examined whether patients in different regions had been given widely accepted drug treatments, like, for example, beta blocker for heart attack, osteoporosis for certain fractures, and they looked at the percentage of the seniors who were given drugs labeled risky by the American Geriatric Society. And they found that there was a lot of disparity between where they lived. And they think that certain clinicians are putting their patients at much higher risk. Now, let's say antipsychotics, okay? For narcotic painkillers. It didn't look at those. Now, what I've noticed is a lack of prescribing. I've noticed a lot of doctors, especially, you know, it was always hard for me to tell somebody older what to do. So if I was telling somebody's grandma, you know, when I was in my 20s, because I graduated medical school when I was, I believe, 28. So here I am in training, or now in my own practice at 29 years old, telling somebody who's a World War II vet, okay, right, in his 70s, sir, you need to take your cholesterol medicine and your diabetic medication and your blood pressure medication. You need to take all these. And he's like, excuse me, young lady, sorry, sir, whatever you want to do, sir, that's fine. So I noticed I tended to underprescribe. If these veterans didn't want to take their medicine, there is no way I was going to push them. They get to do whatever the hell they want. Okay, then I started to get older, and I realized that I could be sued by the younger family members of said veteran grandpa if I don't keep him heart attack free. And I started to get a little gutsier, and I was like, okay, you need to take your medication, you need to do this, or I'm not going to be your doctor anymore. And I started to get a little bit more, even though I was like, and thank you, sir, for your service. I mean, I still tremble. I mean, these are heroes in front of me. And same thing with a great grandma sitting in front of me. I'm like, could you, ma'am, do you mind, ma'am, maybe taking this medication, only if it's up to you, ma'am, it's totally up to you. So, and remember, I come from a family where it didn't matter where I was economically or education-wise in my family, I was considered the little baby girl. And you do not, in my family, no matter what, you know, even though this recession has blown place in, shall we say, any security, for example, like if you were the one that was kind of helping, you know, pay the family's bills, it didn't matter that. If you were the little girl, you're a little girl. And whatever dad, mom said, it was yes, sir. I mean, you don't even question. So it's very hard for me as a doctor to be sitting here in a room with older people telling them what to do. Now, husband, it was easy. It was easy to go and tell my husband what to do. Easy to tell my kids what to do. But very difficult. Very difficult. So, we'll probably go over certain risky medications for older patients. But for me, I don't practice geriatrics like I used to. When it comes to sleeping medications, etc., I got conflicting information when I was in training. I was told to avoid sleeping medications because of fall risk, because of overdose, because of their renal clearance and then possibly overtaking too much or overdosing, etc. So I was told to avoid them, but then I was also taught, make sure your elderly patients are asleep. Don't give them something light. Knock them out so they sleep so they don't get up in the middle of the night to wander. And I didn't know how the hell to do that. Now, yes, there's medications that work, and there's medications that, you know, I mean, there's ways to do that. There are. But I thought it was very conflicting. Okay, and it is. It's very intimidating. You know, I also found it extremely intimidating where I had a patient who was on multiple medications by his heart doctor. The patient hated being on the medication, and he comes to me and says, Dahlia, help me. Please take me off my medicines. I don't want to be on any of these. Will you please do it for me? And the family looking at me, will you do it for me? Will you just take me off my medications so I could not feel so drugged? Yet he was on medication for an abnormal heart rhythm and stroke prevention. Right? And many of us doctors are like, I can't do that. So it's one of those things where you really got to have the guts and the cojones. I've grown a pair. I really have. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com, good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life-building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com. And you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DocDali, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So there may be a blood test that can actually tell us if a lung nodule is cancerous or benign. And that is way cool, considering many of us, you know, if we do get told, well, you got a spot on the lung, we freak out until we get a CAT scan or a PET scan or a biopsy. But data from a new study suggests that we have a quote-unquote 90% probability with this diagnostic classifier to tell if something is benign or cancerous. Now, lung cancer, you know, is still the number one cancer. We talk about breast, we talk about colon, we talk about prostate, but lung cancer is still the number one. And now that we're doing more and more CAT scans with people with lung nodules, Obamacare is not too happy because it's costing a lot of money. So there's a cheaper way and a less invasive way to figure out if you have lung cancer. That'd be awesome. Now, it relies, they say, on a very sensitive technique called multiple reaction monitoring mass spectroscopy. And it measures the presence of different proteins in a person's blood. Remember, a lot of cancer cells will give off certain markers when they proliferate, grow. They're called biomarkers. And so, not so much biomarkers, but these are things that these cells give off, groups of proteins. So rather than looking for the biomarkers, they look for these groupings of proteins. When it's detected, then they could tell, then it looks like because it's in the blood, they probably have some sort of cancer. Again, you know, it's not as good as taking a piece or a chunk of the mass and then evaluating it, but still. Lung cancer scares us, and even non-smokers get lung cancer. We had a family member die of lung cancer, never smoked a day in his life. I mean, you know, remember, any organ has the potential to get cancer. Yes, smokers seem to get lung cancer easier, but lung cancer could happen to people that don't smoke, just like skin cancer. Skin cancer happens more so in people who have had a lot of sun exposure, but you could get skin cancer in non-exposed parts of the sun. So we'll keep you guys posted on this development. That's pretty damn cool. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A lot of our sleep disorders could be because of our phones, and the more we text, the more difficulty we would have with sleeping. According to research conducted by the journal Psychology and Popular Media Culture, they looked at 83 university students, and they found, you know, they looked at the quality of sleep and the averages of text messages, etc. Pretty easy test to do. They found that people tend to sleep close to their mobile phone, and then they will be more inclined to answer it, break up their sleep, etc. But you also have people who text throughout the day not sleeping as well. Now, some of you, it's because if all day long you keep checking and keep looking and keep checking in your sleep, are you really going to turn that behavior off? But they're still recommending turn the phone face down. My whole room lights up when I get a text. My iPhone, I guess because I try to keep my room really, really dark, when my iPhone goes off, boom, the light lights up the whole room. So that wakes me up. The buzzing, even on vibrate, even, you know, I shut off the buzzer. There's only a switch, and it's still zoom. So you hear that zoom, 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 you know, on the table. It's ridiculous. Or on the nightstand. So, but your kids, okay, that aren't sleeping that well, or they seem so tired and they never want to get up the next morning, you got to get rid of the phone. I'm still surprised that so many kids have phones and iPhones. You know, we broke down and let our kid have a phone when he started to be in after-school programs or go over to other kids' houses. We wanted to make sure we could get a hold of him as a safety issue. Even though you and I, growing up, did fine, you know, being at grandma's without a phone, but, you know, nobody uses handheld or, you know, plug-in phones anymore. So we gave him a phone, and that was probably a big disaster because then he started to charge apps, and I don't know how he got our credit card number. Anyway, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Lawsuits involving laser treatments by non-doctors on the rise. You're having non-doctors perform a variety of treatments with lasers, and we're starting to see a huge jump in lawsuits. Okay, many of these laser treatments depend on what you're doing, whether it's for tattoos or hair removal or et cetera, could cause burns and cell damage. And they're finding, apparently this one study, they looked at a U.S. database of public legal documents to identify the number of lawsuits related to skin laser surgery not done by doctors. There were about 175 cases back in 1999 to 2012. 75 involved a laser skin procedure not done by a doctor. Now, why would this be of any interest to you? All right. You know, many of you know, it's because we are moving towards a healthcare system where non-doctors are going to be doing a lot of things that doctors used to. And I'm not saying non-doctors are qualified. I don't know how to use a laser. So if there was somebody who just got out of high school, okay, but for 4 or 5 years while in high school had learned how to use a laser, that kid could probably teach me something about that laser. All right? But it also shows that if non-doctors are starting to get sued for those practitioners that think, look, I'm in the clear, you know, non-doctors don't get sued like doctors do, you're wrong. All right? There was just a law that passed in California where midwives could deliver babies. No. Midwives do deliver babies. I'm sorry. Perform abortions. Now, many people say, well, it doesn't matter. I mean, if midwives could deliver babies, they could probably perform abortions. I got to tell you, all the midwives I know, they're pretty smart cookies. Yeah, I think a midwife can. I can. Yeah. You know, there's laws that are allowing pharmacists to prescribe clinics in pharmacies able to manage and prescribe and treat diabetes and diagnose. And one of the arguments doctors made is these people don't have the, abilities. You know, many mid-levels still don't have the training like doctors do. But many mid-levels rightfully argue, look, we aren't sued like doctors are. All right? You say we're going to miss stuff. If we miss stuff, then why haven't we been sued like doctors have been? So doctors shut up for a second, right? And then, you know, the mid-levels go, yeah, we could do our stuff. We could, you know, I mean, I don't think I know of any midwife in my town that got sued. I don't, haven't really looked it up. You always hear about an OB getting sued. You don't really hear about the midwives getting sued. All right? So we kind of have this feeling, this false protection, this false security, that if the mid-levels do start to take over a lot of the care, it's going to be okay because they don't seem to get sued. Everybody goes after the doctor. Well, now we're finding the non-doctors are getting sued too. So if you are considering allowing non-medical staff to do certain procedures because now the government is really easing up to allow access, don't think you're going to be lawsuit free. The lawsuits are going to happen. All right? Now, these mid-levels are still supposed to be carrying the same sort of malpractice protection. They should be. All right? They still should be having the same sort of malpractice protection. All right? So, because some people say, well, a lot of mid-levels don't make the same money doctors do. Let me tell you right now, a lot of mid-levels make six figures. All right? And again, when people sue, they think, okay, well, we can get the doctor's house, we can get the doctor's car. And yeah, there's some doctors out there that are sitting really pretty. Not a lot of your primary care doctors, but a lot of your surgeons out there, they make some bucks. But when you sue, you go after the malpractice insurance. And the malpractice insurance a lot of times has limits, and that basically stops what you're going to get. Because it's really hard to pursue after that, depending on the case. Some of these big cases, yeah, you could pursue more. But for the most time, you kind of notice. Like that cardiologist that got sued when the guy cheated on his wife and dropped dead in a menage a trois. It was under $1 million. The million was maxed. So they wanted $2.2 million, but they didn't get it. So, it's just something that we're going to definitely see a transformation. But, with these laser procedures, you want to be careful. George Bush was a lucky man. Apparently, his artery was 95% blocked. George W. Bush, remember, 67 years old, he got a stent in August during a routine stress test, discovered a blockage in one of his arteries. Apparently, it was 95% occluded. He could have possibly died from that. So, great job getting stress tests. I can't stress enough. Be evaluated by your heart doctor. So, guys, have a great rest of the day. Cannot wait to talk to you tomorrow. You be safe. God bless.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPACH 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.